for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
There we go.
Yeah. I was watching a police chase today on TV.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a couple times. We can't somehow if now evidently the guy tried to run over some cops and then he took it on the lam. And all they can do is follow the guy.
Right.
And they're going on they're when I finally left it, they were going on about almost 2 hours of chase. And they were just sort of just sort of driving through the city, driving through L.A.
Remember when they went up your street one time and came back down?
Getting on the freeway, yeah. Getting off the freeway, just kind of doing that, blowing through some stop signs and stuff. Not crazy weaving in and out, you know, French Connection type driving, but just, you know, fast and furious, I mean, Drew. Keeping it real.
Yeah, that's good.
But just buzzing around. but a couple hours, basically, so... I don't know how it ended or when it ended, but it was a couple hours worth of driving. And I was thinking to myself...
You're watching the whole time.
It was on behind me in my office while I was working on something else. But, yeah, you can't help but glance over your shoulder. And I was thinking, you know, poor LAPD is so pee-whipped by constantly getting sued and all this kind of stuff that now... Here's what policing means. Just sort of stand back, keep a safe distance, don't pressure the person. You wouldn't want them to snap. And to me, when you've decided to haul ass in your minivan and not pull over and try to run over some cops, you've crossed the threshold of snap. You know what I'm saying? You're now officially criminal. You need to be stopped.
Right.
It's not like, well, we don't want to pressure the guy. He may do something rash.
Yeah.
It's like he's evading. He's on hour number 3 of evading the cops. He's done something rash, everybody. Really? And here's the thing. So I'm sitting around and got a couple guys in the office and we're watching it. And I said, you know, 3 years ago, I saw a guy go up my street. And when you go up my street, there's really only one way you can get down my street. That's right. The way you went up my street.
Right.
And went up. 25 minutes later, he came right back down the same way. Don't want to park a cruiser there sideways and just sort of call his bluff a little bit. Thing ended up, you know, that was in Hollywood. Thing ended up in Deep Reseda, like Chatsworth. I mean, I'm talking a couple hours later, went by the zoo, went by Travel Town, got back on the freeway, got way down on like Devonshire and stuff. Finally, 2.5 hours later, stopped the guy. But I was saying, hey, if you picked your kid up for school about 4 o'clock out in Chatsworth and this guy ran over your kid... And you knew 2.5 hours before he was right. Trapped up in the Hollywood Hills and right. No one did anything about it. How pissed are you going to be?
Ugh.
I mean, isn't each mile this guy travels a potential for more danger?
I wish I'd heard your rant earlier today. I was at a restaurant and the mayor came up and introduced himself to me.
Really?
Mayor Hahn.
That guy.
Yeah.
Mayor Hahn.
Yeah. Huh? Marked up and said, thank you for everything. I'm like, oh.
Jessica Hahn? What's his name, Steve? What's Hahn's? Michael Hahn?
James
Hahn. That's right. Sounds Japanese, Chinese. But listen, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
So anyway, people are, you know, I'm ranting around the office. What about, you know, what about this? What about that? No one's saying anything. Well, the next thing you know, this guy's making his way through Silver Lake, and one of the guys has a wife and 2 young girls, like a 3-year-old and an infant.
In Silver Lake.
It lives in Silver Lake, yeah. Knows his wife is going to pick the girl up from daycare or whatever.
Oh,
next thing you know, he's frantically on the phone with her because they're going down like Hyperion Street, you know, right about the time, right about the place, you know, this kind of thing. And I said, yes, this is what I'm talking about. We've been amused by this for the last hour and a half. Now the guy's heading over to your house.
Yeah, that's horrible. I agree with you.
Take him out. I'm not saying, you know, lean out of the side of the car with a pump action shotgun and start putting rounds at it. They come to points where the guy comes to a stop in traffic. Have a car come the other direction and stop, you know, do something. Really? Just 2.5 hours of how much chopper fuel you guys going to use up? And I know the cop's feeling is like, well, look, you know, we're our hands are tied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
they are.
We can't do anything.
You know who did that to them, right?
Who?
The legal system.
I know, but listen, F you lawyers. Listen, cops, start being cops. Start doing stuff. Start ramming people. Throw some spike strips out. Get up next to someone Dukes of Hazzard style and run them off the road. It's fine. This guy literally covered hundreds of miles. You know, when you're just driving around for 2.5 hours straight at fairly high speeds through the city, you cover the entire city.
What percentage of those guys are not on speed? Zero?
I have no idea. The thing that was funny is the guy worked for a florist. There's the florist, like an FTD man on the back of the car. So anyway, I still don't. Anderson, you can watch the news tonight. Tell us how it turned out.
They showed it. We just watched it.
What happened?
Big fat guy. He got out of the car and ran, and then he was tackled from behind. It was good looking.
Oh, that's nice. Nice when a fat guy gets tackled from behind, especially a lot of ass crack usually in the air.
He was bleeding, blood on the face.
Good. That's good. But
he looked surprised.
Did they say how long it went on? It was
2:15, Brian says.
2 hours and 15 minutes. Like, really? Just through a congested urban area for 2 hours and 15 minutes, just going to let a guy just sort of drive in circles?
This would not go on in Manhattan or even the greater New York area.
Cab driver take him out in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And what's up with L.A. cab drivers, you pussies? You guys are the slowest goddamn cab drivers in the United States. What's up? You guys always dragging your ass. Get shaken. Just send these guys to New York for a little crash course, pardon the pun, for a couple of weeks. Let them get up to speed, pardon the pun. All right, what are we doing? Mayor Han, yeah. The mayor of Los Angeles, came up to you today?
In a restaurant, yeah.
And what did he say?
He said he introduced himself and then said, thank you for your work. I was shocked.
Really?
I was blown away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got kids that listen to the
show.
Yeah,
I guess.
All right. I thought Reardon was the mayor.
That was last time.
Hey, Adam. What was the last...
Sam Yorty. Isn't he in there? What's that?
What was the last word Drew said right before you guys went on air?
I don't know.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, I heard him say diarrhea, too, but I...
Diarrhea. I was trying to impress Adam.
I was putting my headphones on, and I couldn't quite...
I know how that stuff turns you on. It makes you excited.
You got diarrhea?
Gives you a reason to live.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
You eat something wrong?
You probably.
You're very... Your stomach is very delicate, Drew.
I know.
What is that? Do you think it's only
bad genes.
What you produce, or do you think really? I think maybe you're a little high strung. You got a high strung belly?
I don't think so.
Chelsea.
Yes.
You're 20.
I'm 20.
What's up?
This is going to sound weird because I think I'm actually blessed, but. When I come a lot,
mm-hmm.
a lot, like, and most of the time, I mean, it works out great, but except when, you know, you're in the bed and then you've just got to sleep on top of the covers or wash the sheets or something.
A lot of fluid comes out.
A lot.
And it's not your...
I mean, like, I'm a big multiple orgasm person, so sometimes it freaks guys out, you know, because in 5 minutes it's...
Without your souls coming out or...
Right.
And does fluid come out each time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Each orgasm, you mean?
Yes, yeah. Each orgasm. Each time I come.
Yeah, each time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
this is an extraordinary talent.
Like, kind of like it comes out, like kind of like when a guy comes, but
yeah, except for we do it once and then powdered milk comes out the second
time. Right, we can't keep doing it like that. So.
Right, well, that's why I feel blessed, but I just was wondering if there's...
Hold on a second.
It's funny when people sort of make almost sort of biblical references, you know what I mean? You know,
it's a religious,
I feel
anyway.
It because God has shed his grace on my snatch.
I've been blessed.
People talk about blessed, they talk about when they have a healthy child and stuff. Stuff like that, all 10 fingers and toes, you know. I'm talking about squirting all over the bed. All right, just say
but
lucky.
You're right. You're blessed. Oh,
they
are. She is.
Replace it with lucky.
I'm lucky. There you go.
All right.
But I was just kind of wondering, you know, is there anything, like, is there something going on that I could fix or?
No. No. Please. Why?
I thought you were blessed.
You're blessed. Why do you have to feel faulty for being blessed?
Because except when, you know, you're ready to go to bed and you've been in the bed and then there's a huge puddle.
Then you guys need to sort of put a towel down, accommodate, learn how to do that.
Plastic sheets.
Whatever.
Just, put a towel down.
Yeah.
What about when you're alone?
No, that's the thing. When I'm alone, not hardly at all. I mean, still a little bit.
Right. Now, look, that's you. And I would imagine.
How did she find that skill? When did it develop? What did she think the first? Let's ask more questions. I have a million questions for her. Come on.
It probably kicked in around puberty.
When did you first have this experience? How old were you?
I was about 17 or 18.
Was it during a sexual experience or was it by yourself?
Yeah, no, it was during sex.
And what did you think?
I kind of laughed. I thought okay. It was funny, but,
and this
he
is
was
a very healthy young lady.
Yeah. But then once it started continuing, it's kind of like, okay, come on.
No, you're fine. Right. You're blessed. You're blessed.
Well, let me say something. It's very easy as a society to do this. People do it with my profuse forehead sweating. They're like, that's healthy. That's healthy. That's healthy. It's like, yeah, that got great. I got crap dripping down my nose.
No, she has a hassle she has to deal with, but she's blessed.
She's blessed, but I mean, I can
blessed
see.
With, if somebody has five kids and say you're blessed. That's not a pain in the ass?
No, but I can see that if she was, let's say she was met a new guy, been on a few dates, now it's going to be intimate, like the sort of give the guy a little heads up. Whatever. I'm just saying, I understand her feelings, but put a towel down and try to live with it.
Most guys would feel triumphant.
A little bit, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. But then they'd be laughing with their buddies about you.
Oh,
Melissa?
Forever. 44 years.
Melissa, you're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm 16 and my boyfriend's 19, and we've been having sex for a while, and everything's great, but it seems like he can't come from oral sex, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, or, I mean, I've tried a lot of different things. And
do you ask him what the problem is?
Yeah, and he can't really say. I mean, he can come during sex.
All right, so he's one of those guys.
He's a sick guy. It's like Drew, half a fag. No problem.
But, I mean...
some guys are just that way. They
the way he is.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just
is
like...
There anything... There's nothing I can do, or
no,
that's how he is.
No, he's fine. He's still happy with what you do for him, but he needs the sex.
But it's like more like I feel like I'm not doing anything right. Or
Melissa, yeah. you can't hear us, can you? There's nothing you can do to change how he is.
Well, okay. If you're a little better looking, maybe, you know. This wouldn't happen with, Destiny's Child or something like that. Are you attractive, girl, Melissa?
Say my name.
Oh, that's right.
I would hope so.
All right. Yeah, he enjoys intercourse. He loves you that much.
Uh-huh.
All right? Why are you obsessing on this?
It's just, I don't know.
All right, stop it.
One more question. What about with me? I go through more trouble having an orgasm during sex than if it was just
and that's
by
that's
myself.
That's very right. Normal for a woman your age, especially to have an orgasm at all at your age is already ahead of the curve. The vast majority of women your age can only orgasm during either self-stimulation or oral sex.
People, please start listening to the show, would you? Just listen to one night. That's all we ask. A night of
then
week.
Call.
Then don't call.
If you're gonna call though, have listened to one night first.
Right. Anderson, where's that Destiny's Child thing where they were singing that a cappella?
Say my name, say my name.
When was that?
No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you if you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby while the sudden change. Say my name, say my name.
When was that?
That was like 4 years ago or something like that.
Were they them then?
They were partially them then.
There was four of them then.
Hadn't they been on the TV show?
No, we ran into them at the Teen Choice Awards.
Right.
I ran into them at the Teen Choice Awards.
I saw them too. I remember that.
How dare you? Listen, you got the mayor. I got Destiny's Child. They came running up to me like schoolgirls. And they were like, recognized me from when we were on TV. And they were like, I want to do the show. So it's fine. At the time, I just was watching something like 2020 or something. Like Beyonce's like 21 now, so she must have been like 17. They must have all been like 16, 17, 18. I
do not remember her being.
I thought they were like, 21, 22. I couldn't tell. There's a lot of eyeshadow on them. But they were really sweet. You don't remember them?
Yeah, I remember them being very nice. I just don't remember
Crazy
Beyonce.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, came in, did their thing. Oh, yeah. I'm a big draw. Them, the Dixie Chicks, I get them all.
Yeah, Dixie Chick, you got that.
Yeah. And Jimmy's doing something at the Teen Choice Awards, like, in a couple of weeks. And this Teen Choice Awards is a huge deal. Like, they get you know, Jim Carrey shows up there, and they get all these big name celebrities, and it's a big thing, and we used to do it some years back. Yeah. But I was saying to somebody, I don't even know what the Teen Choice Awards are.
I mean, the actual trophy, or what are they for? Or?
Who does them? Who puts them on? Like, where do they get? Why do they get huge A-list celebrities for
it's
fairly
Fox.
New thing that doesn't really seem to exist and doesn't seem to matter to anybody?
I think it's Fox. Okay, I know it's Fox.
Okay, it is, but who cares?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just remember being over at Fox and an executive running up to me and saying, we've never had such a response as to when you guys were on the first Teen Choice Awards, when we were announcing the sexiest scene and they gave the clips and we were up there with Daisy Fuentes.
Yeah.
And Adam goes, we're going to break from the script. We're going to do something memorable. And he goes, so they come back from the clips. They show these sexy scenes. And Adam goes, I just have to let you all know that I've masturbated every one of these scenes. And then we went on.
That was good times. Yeah. Daisy Fuentes, huge star. Huge star. Who decided she was a celebrity, by the way?
Hello?
Luson?
Loson. Say Uh-oh. Crank
is this,
anchors.
Is this him?
Say Crank Anchors.
Yeah, that's me, Crank Anchors.
Yeah.
That's me. Crank How Anchor. How are
you? Good.
I love Crank Anchors. Love the Man Show.
Love you, low son.
Crank Anchor.
Yeah.
Love Jimmy Shaw. I love Jimmy Shaw.
He loves you too, buddy.
Dr. Drew, aren't you coming out with a new book called Crooked?
Cracked.
Cracked. Oh, Cracked.
Cracked.
Crooked.
That will be out in on August 21st.
Yeah.
Put your orders in now on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah, you gotta get in early. Gotta make hay while the sun shines.
I really am excited about this book.
What is it about?
It's about my experience taking care of drug addicts, basically.
Oh.
But it's a lot of interesting twists in it and a lot of interesting stories. So.
Uh-huh. And I heard, don't you have several books out already?
I have two. Adam and I have one.
Yeah.
I'd like to re-release ours.
I'm reading it. Yeah. Hey, you know, here's what I recommend everyone do. Write a book and then don't read it. And then every time someone comes up to you and wants you to read something of theirs, I just say, hey, I haven't read my book yet. And they leave you alone. It really just makes me a retard, but it makes people leave you alone. Go ahead.
What is the Dr. Drew and Adam book about?
We don't remember.
Yeah, just this show, basically.
Oh.
Just answering some questions. They screwed it up. The book publisher. Who published that book, Drew?
I can't remember. But
Crooks and a-holes.
It would have been much better.
Our manager's an idiot. Everyone was an idiot had to do with the book.
Adam wanted to call the show that book, I thought, brilliantly. Adam is from Mars, Drew is from Pasadena.
Oh, I did, didn't
that
I?
That would have been a great title.
I never wanted to call it that.
When you
I
came up with that,
around.
And I thought, that's it, that's the title. And they were like, oh, no way, no. Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, they're probably right.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Low sun.
Uh-huh.
What's your ethnicity?
Where are you from,
yeah.
Son? Vietnam.
No, I'm from Nuevo Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep thinking you're somewhere eastern and you're southern.
That's what you thought when I was talking to the used.
Yeah, how tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm like 5'6".
How much do you weigh?
159.5.
All right. I'm just going to round up, call you 160, all right?
Okay.
How do you know how much you weigh? Are you a boxer or something?
I'm not much of anything right now.
All right, but 159.5, huh? I mean, like you fart, you go down to 159, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, good times.
Whew.
Good sounding kid, sharp kid, good looking kid.
Crank Anchor.
That's him.
How can this... He claims it's a Spanish accent. And a Mexican accent, but doesn't that sound weird? Doesn't it sound like he's a Laotian or something?
It just sounds weird. It's a Johnny Quest character. You know?
Yeah,
it's
that's what I mean. It's sort of an East.
Yeah.
It's like a Vietnamese or something.
Yeah, no way.
All right. Well, he loves a Crank Anchor, so he can't be all bad. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend were fooling around tonight.
Yeah.
And, we weren't having sex. I didn't have any condoms on me.
Mm-hmm.
But she was taking my penis, and she was rubbing it. Quit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a class move.
Huh?
She was rubbing her penis on your penis on her clitoris.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
What does our life come to?
I don't know. What's your question?
Well, right before I came, I grabbed it, some cum. But I think I know I got some cum, on her pussy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Come on. What are we going to say to this? What do you think our answer is going to be?
She got to go get the morning after pill.
Yeah, you can either, it's unlikely, take your risks, but if you want to be sure, get the morning after pill.
Well, plus she basically, sprayed her like he was getting leaves off a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about hosing it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the old-fashioned way.
I see.
Hosing down that driveway. Like he wasn't up in there. But he was. That's good enough. Okay.
All right.
And listen, everybody, if you're not going to use a condom or birth control or something, and you think your 17-year-old balls can handle you just rubbing that penis, which has been hard since homeroom, against her vagina, nothing's going to pop, you're sorely mistaken. Yes, Drew?
Yes, you're sorely.
Sorely.
You got to get that thing away from the action.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Just Drew and I chilling tonight. Drew tell me he had a nice little barbecue at his house today.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. It reminded me of something when you were talking about barbecuing and talking about coleslaw and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to. Here's the problem with living in LA.
I love macaroni salad first. No.
Macaroni salad's good for like kids and retarded people. And if you ever want to know what really stupid people or retarded people eat, just think kids.
Yeah.
Just think kids. Or Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. Just think, what would a kid eat? Mm-hmm. Grape soda and deep fried fish, mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Lots of stuff that's deep fried. But here's the point. people are outsmart themselves with the coleslaw. We were at Jimmy's eating lunch a couple days ago, had some sandwiches and some hoity-toity coleslaw. Yeah. Everyone starts shoveling it on their plate. It's good. It's coleslaw. It's nice with a BLT. And everyone started biting into it and had the same sort of puss on because this is the stuff that had a lot of vinegar in it. It was sort of acidic taste.
And they put sesame seed.
Very tart sesame seed. And the stuff was all stringy and there were long pieces. Here's the thing. Coleslaw is supposed to be bad.
Mayonnaise.
It's supposed to be milky.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be sweet.
And
it's
soggy.
It's supposed to be soggy.
Yeah.
And don't mistake it for a salad or a vegetable. It's not good for you. It's got to taste like coleslaw. Good coleslaw is bad. Bad coleslaw is good.
Dr. Hoggley, what was that?
Dr. Hoggley Woggley.
That coleslaw was good.
Yeah, listen. Colonel Sanders makes the best coleslaw because they make the worst coleslaw. That's how you know what the best coleslaw is. The worst is the best.
Right.
Here's the problem with L.A. Too many homos outsmarting themselves from a culinary fashion. You know what I mean? They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They don't have barbecue sauce. They don't have coleslaw. They do have coleslaw. Oh, it's our coleslaw. We take arugula and we poach it. Shut up. Just make it the way people want it or don't make it. I want to standardize a few things in this city, Drew. And I don't believe other parts of the country suffer from what we suffer from here in L.A.
Yeah,
do you realize in L.A., if 9 out of 10 Italian restaurants, you can't get spaghetti and meatballs,
right?
Because they're too cool.
Yeah.
We got a poached salmon and a caper sauce over
Tuscany.
hand-pressed linguine.
Give
me spaghetti and meatballs. Jesus F.
That's Southern Italy. We're Northern Italy.
I want spaghetti and meatballs, and I want some goddamn garlic bread. They can't. No, L.A. doesn't exist. Everyone's too smart, but it's because you can't charge $80 for spaghetti and meatballs. That's why they don't have it. But it just makes me sick. And there's no standard iced tea. You think you're getting regular iced tea. You're getting some kind of passion fruit with a twist of lime and a peach. You don't know it. They plop it on your table. You bust open a couple sweet and lows. A few packets of sugar. You stir it up. Tastes like bitter death now because it was already pretty sweetened. I got to work this coleslaw. You need to talk to Mayor Hahn about coleslaw standardization.
Now that he's my buddy, you are right.
I want tea. I want coal. Just stop screwing around with the coleslaw, you idiots. You put like corn syrup in it. You put mayonnaise in it. It's milky and sweet. That's how it's supposed to be.
Maybe this is how Governor Davis can save his administration.
Yeah.
With the restaurant initiative. No?
He's now going to the Indian casinos and wanting them to chip in. Yeah, and they're like, you want wampum, pale face? Kiss our red ass. Yeah, that's what they said, Drew. Their attorney said that. The Indian attorneys.
Well, that,
come walking to the door.
That was crazy talk.
Tomahawk hits the door. Just stick. Yeah. Jessica?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Do I say it?
Yes, you say it now.
Oh, okay. I heard that spermicidal condoms don't protect against HIV, and I wanted to know if this is
true. Well, what do you mean they don't protect?
I don't know. I read in Cosmopolitan that they just, like, don't protect.
Well, any condom protects, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a certain amount of protection against all STDs just wearing a condom.
Right.
What is at question is whether adding the spermicidal agent makes things safer or not.
Right, that's why I wanted
and to. It probably doesn't do much, if anything.
Okay.
No. And it doesn't do much as a contraceptive either. It's just sort of a just-in-case kind of move. And it's a convenient lubricant to use, so why not throw the spermicide in there? Just in case it helps.
Really? This sort of aside thing, getting rammed up the vagina, never sat well with me.
The what?
Spermicide.
Sides? Sidal?
Pesticidal. Yeah, it doesn't suicidal.
Side means kill.
I know. The whole sort of kill part. Going in the coos,
right.
Yeah. That's when I go for the jugular. No, it always struck me as kind of weird, you know.
All right,
all right.
I
Jessica.
Uh huh.
You're fine.
Okay.
Well, you have AIDS?
No.
All right.
No.
Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Okay.
Where?
Like Wintersville.
Wintersville. Of course. All right. I'm from Summerlin.
Oh, really?
No, I don't even know where that is.
Side is killer. Kill more to cut.
Kill more to what?
To cut, kill, killer.
All right. That's what
killing.
Side is.
Killing.
Yeah. Okay. Any of that side, like matricide, you know, it's like killing your mom, right?
And side all is having power to kill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. What do they call it when you kill a kid? Like there's like infanticide or something?
Infanticide, yeah.
Infanticide? Yeah. Sounds like an orange soda from Mexico, doesn't it? Hey, you want some more infanticide? It just sounds like a bad off-brand orange soda, infanticide. Chris? Oh, Drew, what'd I do? Push the wrong button?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, good. Sean?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I take a lot of medications for, various things. And my wife, you know, when she goes down on me and stuff, whatever, she swallows and she breastfeeds also. And she said, you know, a couple times that it tastes like medication.
Isn't that interesting?
And I was just wondering, you know, if Dr. Drew could help me.
Very first time we've had this question. It's always nice when we hear something for the first time.
It's not the first time we've had this question.
No, this specifically. We've had things about illicit drugs, but never about medication given therapeutically and then translating into breast milk.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? She swallows semen. Is it going to come out in the breast milk?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's interesting. What are the
I don't even know if that's what he's asking, but
Your wife's breastfeeding, right?
Yes.
And you're wondering if she swallows your semen, is that going to affect what's in the breast milk?
Yes, just because she can taste a medicine taste. So
right,
I just
see.
No, I know. I heard his question, Jackass. Right. He just never really answered.
What medicines do you want?
I take a lot. I take a Prozac, Risperidone, Zyprexa, Ativan.
Yeah. It's great that you're having kids, by the way.
Excuse me?
Why are you having all the kids?
Oh, I only had one.
All right. Why should you be you're walking a drugstore? Should you be having kids?
Well, yeah, I usually just smoke herb really and to treat everything else. I'd rather not take the meds, but
yeah, if herb actually were the treatment, we'd use it for that.
Great,
and
great
herb
dad.
Will show
He'd
up in
great father.
Herb will show up in the semen. That is something you can transmit through the milk.
Oh, so you're not going to give anything. Like you're not going to give
no
anything
speed it. Really does it. Speed gets very highly concentrated in the semen.
Well,
you're not going to do. You go ahead.
You're not on a stimulant.
Never suck away.
You're not on Ritalin or anything like that.
Oh no.
Okay. I don't.
Why are you on so many things, Sean?
Well, I have Well, they diagnosed me with schizophrenia, but now they're trying to say it's just a obsessive compulsion with a little bit of ADD and manic depression.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
another question:
Were you doing drugs when they made the schizophrenia diagnosis?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, what's the other question?
My other question was just I have a prescription for marijuana.
Why? For what?
Well, I got it for manic depression.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, my doctor says I was the first one to get it for it.
Wow.
Marijuana makes manic depression worse.
You're a real pioneer.
Sean, I've seen this. I don't know what's up with your doctor, but I've seen it get worse a lot.
Well, that's what he said, but when I'd have delusions and stuff, I could, you know, just smoke a little bit, and instead of taking like a long-term sedative, like a Zyprexa or something, you know, it would just give me a short-term temporary sedation or
all right.
mellow out.
Interesting.
It works for him.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right. I don't like different strokes, like, buddy. Okay, listen.
I'm humbled by that because I've never seen it work, but if it works for you, so be it.
No more kids. What do you do for a living?
I'm a union carpenter, actually.
Ooh, really?
Yes. I got all the, you know, the mental illness under control.
What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I frame houses and
got a nail gun. Jesus Christ.
Concrete forms, and I'm just a 70% apprentice. You know, I'm working on my journeyman status and
mm-hmm.
living the, mm-hmm.
mind if
normal
I quiz,
life. And,
mind if I quiz you a little bit?
What's that?
Can I quiz you a little bit?
Quiz me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Carpenter quiz?
Yeah.
What R value insulation would you use on a 2x6 wall?
Which?
R value insulation.
R value?
Yeah.
On a 2x6 wall?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Don't know what R value is?
No.
That's the insulation value? You know, they have R30, R19.
No, I don't mess with insulation. Then we have so many different unions out here.
Okay, what do you work with?
He's a framer.
I just frame houses.
Okay, so give him a framing question. Oh, floors. He does flooring.
He does flooring? Subflooring?
I've done subflooring one time. Mostly the only thing I've done really is concrete forms.
All right, buddy.
Well, give him a question.
Yeah. A concrete forming question?
Go ahead.
What are form ties?
I don't know.
All right,
buddy. He's got the mental illness under control, huh?
Drew, you know my theory about nobody calling this show knowing anything ever about anything?
There it is. Proven again.
He's 45 seconds ago, he was a
journeyman
in the union. All right. They call different things regionally, you know? Huh. You know, they call, like out here, we might call it a trimmer, and like in the east, they call it a jack stud.
Oh, well, that explains it. That's why he was confused.
Yeah.
They must deform. What is form
over there, line? They call form ties, so.
No, they must be something else. It must be like form ties.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Let's talk to Whitney. Whitney?
Yes.
You're 15?
Right.
What's up?
I've had sex several times, but my cherry has never popped, and it's never, ever hurt.
What do you mean? How do you know?
I've never bled.
No, many women don't bleed. I'd say most women don't bleed.
I didn't bleed.
Especially if you're 16, 17, 18 when you first have sex.
Well,
but she was not. I understand that. But
would you be able? Would one be able to feel one's cherry, Drew?
Probably not at 15, 16.
You mean you couldn't feel it if you had it?
Oh, if she still had it?
Yeah, if she
well,
still had it.
Well, a penis would not go in if she still had it.
So she could use her finger and she would know.
She used a penis already.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I also, when I was younger, I got a new bike. It was really big for me. And I got on it and I slipped and it cut up something down there. And I don't know if it could have happened then or what.
Could have happened then.
All right.
But it does not. You don't have to bleed every time, every first time you have sex. That's sort of a myth.
Do you have. You have had sex, though?
Yes.
Are you have a boyfriend?
Right. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Everything good there?
Very good.
All right.
8-month anniversary today.
You're what month?
8 month.
8 month?
Yes.
That's not an anniversary.
Huh?
6 is an anniversary, and 1 year is an anniversary. 8 month?
Oh.
Not an anniversary.
We like to count every month.
All right. That's sweet. Are you using any birth control?
Just condoms.
All right. Maybe.
You're using them properly?
Yes.
Maybe you should get on some birth control now that you're just, you know, you're at the 8 month plateau, so we know it's going to last forever. and once you make it to the 8 month, Drew, you're out of the woods.
Forever.
And you guys having regular sex now, right?
Yeah, once a month, pretty much. Yeah.
Once a month. Well, at least get that morning after pill around in case something happens with the condom.
I saw a whole thing on I sit around every Friday night and watch those news magazines.
Yeah.
And slowly. Drink away the pain of the week.
Yeah.
And I just drown it in red wine. That whole thing on hymen reconstruction and how nobody can tell. It's all these women from all these whacked out cultures around the world who come to like New York and San Francisco and get their hymens put back together.
Very nice.
And it's always like, you know, they're always like, well, this is not a vanity thing. It's not an ego thing. It's just, you know, understand in their country, they can be killed, you know, by the van. But the news never makes a judgment call on that. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so it's a cultural thing. Well, anyway, back to the procedure. You know, it's like there's never any, like, little sidebar where they're like, in the backward, mixed up, male-dominated, misogynistic, screwball country they're from, they might kill a woman.
Which
who
is
was,
why they're still
married.
Doing these crazy procedures when they arrive here.
Right. It's always just sort of skated around very tactfully. It's like, well, according to their culture, this is an important operation. The reason that operation is important is because they could be killed in their country because of their cultures. So we need to focus on saving these women by... It's like, no, we need to focus on how effed up these cultures are.
To get the dad and go, that is nuts in your country. Why don't you just be relieved by the fact that you're here and have to live under that horrible abuse and just let your daughter be?
No, no. Because you know why, Drew? We can't judge. It's all good. Yeah, kill someone whose hymen popped their cherry on their 10-speed when they're 14. But it's, but kill them. It's the same. It's all the same. Vaginal mutilation, clitoral mutilation.
How dare you?
Not judging. It's all good. Every culture is good. It's all good. It's all perfect.
It's all beautiful.
It's all the same. Except for ours.
Marginally worse.
We're the man. The vaginal mutilation culture, better than ours. We don't understand their culture. That's why we're wrong. That's right. And of course, you know, we can't judge.
Oh, my God.
All right. Zero concept of the show beginning for Drew.
Wait, I want to hear the song. Shut up.
Drew's favorite.
Can you give me the whole song, please?
What are they saying, Drew?
Kizzer for chizzer.
Yeah.
I'm kizzing in the kizzer.
Drew, you may have just offended the whole entire black community listening to
that
show.
That's what they're saying.
All right. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr.
When are you
going to
get that crank kicker so I can...
Never, Drew. You call my office and remind me. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. I don't know why you don't... Drew wants me to bring in the episode where he was...
Hissing for chiseling
on crank yankers. It was a real funny episode, but I don't have it.
I don't either.
Why don't you have it? You should have taped it, buddy.
I had him.
Scott? Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to push this button. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 22?
What's up, yeah.
What's up?
How's it going?
We're good. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, well, I had a threesome with my girl and her friend.
All right.
Well, is he in the middle of a drag strip? What is that?
I don't know. This comes up from time to time. I'll just...
Remind the screeners.
Give a little heads up to the screeners. If we can't understand them, that's not going to be a good call, regardless of the provocative content. They have to have a Terra Don't Call Me Tara, goddammit. They have to have a good, clean line.
He needs your eye contact, Tara.
It's my headphones. Brian, it seems like he's talking to somebody. So. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You want to try Scott again, just for S's and giggles? Yeah. Scott?
Yes.
Are you on a landline?
No, I'm on my cell phone. Sorry, I know that's one of your rules, but I'm on my cell phone driving.
And it seems to be a lot of stuff going on where you are.
Well, yeah, got some women in the back.
Is there an air raid drill where you are?
Is there a what?
Air raid siren going off?
No.
Who's hold on a second, right? Tell that bitch to shut up back there.
Hold on a second. Hey, listen. I'm on love line here. Go ahead.
All right, thank you.
She's impressed.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so you had a threesome.
Right.
With your girlfriend and another girl.
Right.
Is that chick yapping in the background?
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Where are you?
I'm going home.
there's just some loud, strange, obnoxious chick in your car screaming?
Yeah.
You can't get
yes.
her to shut up?
Well, they're...
You know what always amazes me about this show? Not only can we not find out the origins of the distraction on the other line, we can't get as far as to have them know what we're asking.
Start
of that.
The segment over again. Start over.
Let's no.
I can hear the music, though. It's good.
You want to just start fresh?
Yeah.
Now, see, here's my problem. You know what? I'm like every one of these callers is like a painful tooth I got to play with my tongue.
That's what I'm saying. Start over. So you won't even like you won't have that.
No, but you, where was Scott? Was he in his car? Was he heading home?
He's at a bar.
What do you mean heading home?
He's at a bar.
My gizzer.
My gizzer.
Scott.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
On my way home.
In a car?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes.
Why am I hearing that bitch in the background if you're in your car?
Well, I tried.
She's just some friend of yours or some...
Yeah.
She's a drifter you picked up...
not quite.
She's just a friend of yours that's in your car with you.
Yes.
And won't shut up.
You can't get her shut up when you're on a national radio show.
It's better now, right?
Yeah, it is.
Now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, now it's too late. Just sit on hold for 20 minutes and just tell her.
Well, now I got to go back to Scott.
No, I don't care. Who cares about Scott?
Jesus Christ. Mark.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a question mostly concerning Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my girlfriend were, like, having anal sex, and, like, I pulled out, and I saw that my condom had broke.
Yeah.
And she thinks that she could have gotten pregnant somehow, but I'm just making sure that she couldn't have gotten pregnant that way, could she?
This is a bogus call.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark.
Yeah.
We don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No.
And
way.
Now we really don't believe
no
you with you.
Way.
You don't believe me? Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Bogus. Nice try.
You guys rock, okay?
All right, thanks. Mark. Good job. Thank you for coming clean.
Yeah. That was just bogus, bogus, and more bogus.
Well, it was, there was no
flat affect.
No story. No, it was like, you know, my girlfriend thinks she can get pregnant. I was just checking with you to see if she couldn't.
I was rectally having intercourse with my significant other when the condom malfunctioned. I pulled out. I saw a poopy penis. She inquired whether she could get pregnant. I'm now calling you to find out your answer.
And then consume mass quantities.
And then it's like, yeah, we think this is bogus. How come? Bogus does not compute. People never have a good bogus, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm not talking to Scott. Screw him. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
When my girlfriend, when she gives me a head, when I come, it's just the head. It's just so sensitive that it hurts.
So she kind of keeps going?
Yeah.
Why don't you get her just to stop?
I don't know. Just
hit her head with a slipper or something.
It's
she'll
like
stop.
When I'm coming, it happens like as I'm coming.
Yeah. Why don't you tell her to hold still then? Why don't you communicate to her what you're feeling?
Are you circumcised?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. I think this is an all-time. This is a first.
Yeah.
This is a first we've had on. On Loveline.
We gotta talk to this guy a bit. Definitely a Jewish kid.
Let's do a Loveline recreation. Go ahead, Drew.
Wait, who am I going to be?
You be me.
Okay. So, are you circumcised?
I don't know. I don't think so. He must not
ask if he's blonde.
He must not have heard the question.
Are you tall?
Chris?
Yeah.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. So you're sensitive, and that's okay. How about training your penis? How about toughening it up a little
sandpaper
bit?
Sandpaper or something?
Yeah, like
no.
when you masturbate, does it get real?
No.
Shush up. Shush. Does it get sensitive after your orgasm?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
That's what the girlfriend's doing afterwards. She's continuing to, you know, do her thing.
No.
Yeah, should I just tell her to knock it off and let me come or what?
Yeah, but listen, his thing is he said, listen, tell her to back off.
Yeah.
And naturally, like any piece of decent advice that is handed out on this show, it is ignored or stomped over immediately. He's like, but it happens when I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm saying, if he's getting an orgasm, if he's getting a BJ, and it, midstream of orgasm, it immediately gets sensitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wouldn't he have that when he was masturbating mid orgasm? Do you see
you
what
and
I'm
I
saying?
We'll debate this important point during commercial break.
All right, we'll be back with the delightful, the delightfully irreverent Chris. Yeah. Dr. Drew's theme. Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Carrie Kasem is coming in here next week. She's from Beg, Borrow, and Deal at the ESPN show. She's Casey Kasem's daughter. Oh, man, that guy managed to make a couple of bucks in radio, huh? Yeah. We should talk to her. See if we can talk to her old man. Brooke Burns is coming in here next week. She's from Dog Eat Dog. Dog Eat Dog is like a parody of a TV show that's on in the background of a movie.
Right.
When a TV show's on.
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous TV show in the world. It's just hot people getting dunked in tanks constantly.
Right.
But she's really one of the best looking human beings I've ever seen in my life. And she's a great looking blonde who hosts the thing. And apparently she's a sweetheart too. I don't think we've ever met, but she did Jimmy's show, and she was nice. Very perky.
Hmm.
Nothing better than a happy, good-looking person. And then Brooke Burke.
Yeah, but then you immediately don't trust them.
No, I trust them.
Yeah?
I would trust her. We'll see if we trust her next week.
No, Brooke, immediately go, hey, what's up with them? Oh, wait a minute. They made us feel too good.
They could go too far, but there's just sort of, there's people that were originally slated just to be nice, friendly, happy people, and then turned out to be super hot.
Okay.
And it didn't F them up. It didn't ruin them.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? Like me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh,
see what I'm saying?
God, yes, I see it.
Yeah.
All right.
We didn't know all this talent was going to come with these looks.
Yes.
Brooke Burke is going to be in here then after Brooke Burns, who... she used to do Wild On, and she's on a cover of stuff. She's really one of the best-looking human beings in the world. So I think the problem is she knows it's a problem. Parents. Yeah, it's, boy, I could tell you, that'd be a tough coin to flip there, Drew. Either side it landed on, you'd be going home a winner. And then if it landed on tails with one of them, look out. You know what I'm saying, buddy? You know what I'm saying, right?
Be careful, you might drop trow.
Yeah, this close to dropping trow. Yeah. Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Okay, well, when I was about 14 or 15, I got on birth control to regulate my period.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably on it for about a year, and it didn't work for me at all. I got all depressed and everything. And
which pill were you on, do you know?
Ortho-tricycline.
Okay.
And it didn't work for me at all, so I quit, and I haven't been on it since. Mm-hmm. And I'm 19 now, and I'm still a virgin, but I want to get back on birth control. And I don't want to take the pill, and I don't know what else to do because...
You don't want to take the pill because it might make you feel the way you did when you were younger?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all birth controls basically use the same chemical. Okay, they use estrogen and progesterone in varying mixes.
A little pixie dust.
And what you want to do is find a combination that doesn't give you the unpleasant side effects. There's lots of different pills, patches, pills, shots, lots of things to choose from. But whether you take them by a patch or a pill or a shot, what really matters is the combination of the estrogen and the progesterone that's in the pill.
Yeah.
So you might next try something that has a uniphasic, meaning it's not triphasic, like you want to try... Ortho-tricycline, do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's called a triphasic pill. You want to go to a uniphasic pill that has lots of progesterone and see if that maybe works better for you. Most women get more depressed from the progesterone, but it sounds like you may get more depressed from the estrogen.
Eh, good times.
The estrogen also makes kind of fatigue sometimes.
They got a biphasic?
Yeah.
You don't hear about it so much.
It's a combination more than biphasic.
Uh-huh. Why, bi would mean 50-50?
Biphasic would mean it'd be in two phases.
Uh-huh.
It's, as opposed to a combination, the entire phase.
Triphasic combo, is three phases?
Yeah.
So that's why you get the big bucks, Drew.
Good times.
Scott?
Yeah, you humbled me, Adam. I dumped off the bitch.
Yeah, good work. Okay, so you know. Scott's 22. Scott had a threesome with his girlfriend and a girl.
Right.
Now your girlfriend wants a threesome with you and a guy?
Yeah.
Is she there?
No, she's not. Thank God.
Yeah. How long have you two been going out?
2 years.
Is she pretty serious about this?
About what?
Is she angry about
her or about the threesome?
About the threesome.
I'm not into it at all. I don't know.
No, is she serious about doing it?
How does this sound?
As far as I know, yeah. I
mean, is she serious about the relationship?
Apparently. Doesn't seem that way.
Is she mad at you for carrying out the threesome?
Yeah, I turned it down. She's pretty upset.
No. Is she mad at you for the threesome?
All right. Scott's just borderline retarded.
That's why I asked. I wanted to ask everything, each possible interpretation.
I missed that bitch in the background screaming all of a sudden. I could go out and talk to a mailbox. It would understand me better.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Here are the scenarios. Two possibilities. One is his girlfriend actually just an effed up person and wants a threesome with a dude.
Yeah.
Three scenarios. The other, scenario number two is she's angry.
And she's going to show you.
And she's going to show you. Feeling like the first one is kind of foisted on
her. Imagine what a woman would do to a guy that she was angry at for having sex with a girl in front of her in a threesome, and now you bring another guy in, what she would do.
Hell hath no fury like a snatched scorn.
Wow.
That's right. Shakespeare, I think, wrote that. And number three scenario is she's just plugging this to get you to shut up about having another threesome. It's sort of like when you want to give it to a chick in the butt, and she says, how about I put a strap on and give it to you in the butt, and then you stop talking about giving it to her in the butt? You see what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, it's a good strategy.
Now, I would put Scott back on the line and try to figure out which one of those it might be.
But you know it's
I would find that, I think that would be impossible.
Yeah. I think it's number two.
You think it's number two? All right.
I think she's pissed.
All right.
Well, just because Scott's Scott.
All right. Yeah, she's a great listener, Scott. Alex?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Going on?
What are you? You stoned?
No, I'm just a little sick, man.
All right, what's the matter?
I got a little cold going on.
Okay.
All right, what's up?
Try to take some Theraflu and it ain't working, man. Anyways, my question. I've been married for about 2 years, and every time before we have sex, I always try to go down on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it always hurts her.
Ooh.
So.
Does she just not like that?
I don't know if it's that she's afraid. Or she thinks it's going to hurt her, or...
Does she have an orgasm with intercourse?
She says she does.
Well, oftentimes women, does she have more than one?
Yeah.
Most women that I have talked to that are multi-orgasmic... ...are very uncomfortable with oral sex. They don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Most. I didn't say all. Most. And I mean the multi orgasm.
It's not uncomfortable, doesn't feel good. It's just they'd rather get on with it. I think they're like you, Drew. Passionate man. Well, Drew, you don't reject oral sex. It's just you enjoy, you'd rather just have sex.
Yeah, but I think that these women, it's sort of direct stimulation's uncomfortable for them.
So it's too much. Yeah. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because their sensitivity is so high that they can get an orgasm through penetration.
Right.
Alex, interesting point.
Yeah, the thing is.
So when you say it hurts her, it's sort of that kind of hurt, like. When
like
you
I think it, like every time thanks. It happens, it's like she's afraid, and like she'll like.
So I'm afraid because it hurts.
She'll tense up on me.
Alex, it's because it hurts. She tenses up.
I love it when people just got he's got a point.
Yeah, you don't want to hear anything but your interpretation. When your poor wife here is in pain, you're causing her a significant discomfort, and of course she tenses up when you come at her, and then you won't listen to her on top of that. Hey, relax, you'll be fine. You're just tense. No, it hurts.
I don't push it on her or anything.
Alex, then stop doing it.
She's not into it. Why do you
It makes
care?
Her, it feels like direct stimulation for some women is uncomfortable. It hurts.
All right. That's good advice.
Well, look, First off, this is like her saying, you know, forbidding you from taking out the garbage. So be it. Best day of your life.
Yeah.
Does she have a sister?
No.
Yeah.
No sisters.
Hairless brother?
Probably more like
get some hair.
Hairy brother.
Yeah, all right. Well, then that's not going to work for me, then. All right. Alex is fine.
All right.
Listen, you know, I love it. Here's basically what guys do. Here's what guys can't wrap their mind around.
Much of anything.
I'm the same way when I find out that people don't like mixed nuts. It's like first is disbelief.
Yeah.
Second is denial.
Right.
No, there must be some kind of mistake. Third, anger.
Yeah.
What are you, high?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What do you mean? This is a slap in the face.
Well, then there's rejection. I can't hang with you.
Sorry,
be gone.
We got to go separate ways. We got flying different parts. Flying different parts of the plane now. I'm going to get drunk and take a swing at you. But here's what guys do. It's like, I like oral. She should like oral. She's saying, makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. I got to do it faster. Then it's like, why are you attacking me by not enjoying something? Look, everybody, not everything's a personal attack directed at you. Just, that's not her bag. She ain't into it. That's fine. You just give her the hard one. No problem. Josh?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Give her the hard one.
The hard one. Yeah. Remember the high hard one, Drew?
I'm not familiar with that.
Give her the high hard one.
Nice.
You don't remember the high hard one?
I wasn't familiar with it, no.
The high hard one used to be something you would give somebody.
Oh,
now
good.
You don't give them a high hard one anymore. I'd like
so,
to
Josh,
see that make a comeback.
What's going on, Josh?
I had a question. My dad was abusive to my mom, like when I was a baby.
You give him the high hard one.
Yeah.
See how that works? Sure.
Yeah, it works.
I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Then I was wondering how that could like affect me, or if like I could be like abusive, because you're always talking about how people get abused and then they become abusers.
Now here's the main way it affects you. You grew up with a crappy dad and a mom that was a victim.
Yeah, I don't live with him anymore.
How about the mom?
She's a lesbian.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But so
that's going to screw you up more than anything.
Yeah, so I'm not...
Well, not the lesbianism, just the fact that she was a victim and may not have dealt with that specifically. But, it, you know, it's, being around violence can leave an imprint on your biology, but not necessarily. It doesn't have to.
But no, just because I don't actually remember it, but I was there.
Yeah, it's not an... You don't have an explicit memory is what you're saying. You don't have sort of an image of it, but it can still leave an imprint, an implicit memory, in terms of how you relate to people and, you know, sort of your biological makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
you're
fine,
Josh.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. We don't get a bad feeling from you. So.
Yeah. I had a thing that a product Adam should come out with. It's the don't get pregnant, you jackass pill.
How does it work?
It's just like a regular birth control pill, but like that's the brand name.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I take back everything I said about him.
That's the product? It's a birth control pill, except for it's called Don't Get Pregnant, You Jackass. And by the way, you don't call women jackasses.
They're screwballs.
Yeah.
You say screwball.
Well, guy's a jackass and a screwball.
Yeah.
I don't know what a woman is, but I don't know why she can't. Jackass. Are there female jackasses?
I
get a little confused with the donkey, the burro, the mule.
You would say something about
jackass.
Taxes and you're paying tax, too many taxes. And
yeah.
There'd be dollar signs all over.
Let's keep pushing forward, Drew. Yeah. James?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's your question?
I was wondering, why do it seems like girls in high school or younger girls under 20 about seem to like the bad boy image?
Yeah.
Yeah. This goes on into the later 20s.
Mid-20s,
bad news
anyway,
for
yeah.
you.
Right. Well,
they either have a lot of experiences with these guys that are miserable and learn that you can't turn that guy into the Tom Hanks guy, or they keep after it, the ones that are still needing to be with unavailable men, the ones that had destructive or alcoholic or abandoning fathers, they'll keep going for guys like that. But most of them will learn that it just doesn't work and come around around age 22 to 24.
What is it?
Hold on.
Okay.
No?
Drew, age 22?
24, yeah. I think something's
going to
come around then.
No. How old's Tara? Don't call me Tara, goddammit. 22? Yeah.
This is starting to come around.
No. She got a few more years. A few more years chasing a bad boy. That's why. I see the way she looks at Brian. she and Brian tells her, you know, look, but no touch. You know what I mean? And I think that drives her nutty.
Is there any reason why?
Yeah.
Like, there's no...
Brian, you ever seen Brian's... he has a custom license plate frame that says, yes, I do, but not with you. And it drives the chicks nutty. They're like, how can I get... I want to get to know this guy better, you know?
Yeah. He's got the goods, and I can't have it.
I do once in a while... I swear to Christ, I was driving about a week ago, and I did see that bumper sticker. Like, there used to be more of this kind of stuff. Super foxy, but spoken for, or something like this kind of... It was like some kind of bad idea, remnant of the 80s, where chicks drove around. They had that sort of, yes, I do, but not with you kind of thing. Like, I'm hot, but you can't have none. As a guy, all that makes us want to do is run you off the road and rape you in a drainage ditch. We're not intrigued. We're not excited by it. We just think, this, what a stuck-up C. I'd like to give her good vengeance effing. That's about it.
Yeah.
We don't do any of that.
It turns your arousal into violence.
You get angry now. Yeah. It's not... And I think women think that we're going to be intrigued like they would be if we had some sort of bumper sticker that said, like, hot... foxy dude, sorry lady, spoken for. You know, that might work on you screwballs. With us, it gets us angry.
Yeah, but this is it speaks volumes about the single most significant issue between men and women is that women think men's brain works like theirs.
Right.
And men vice versa.
Yes.
They're totally different functions.
Mm-hmm. But still, Brian, letting Tara, don't call me Tara, goddamn it, know that she can't have any. Okay. She can look, but she can't touch. I think secretly drives her insane.
So what's the deal, James?
James, but you know what? It oversimplifies it when nice guys, quote nice guys, say why they only like a-holes. Why can't they go out with a nice guy? It's more complicated than that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even that. It's like if the guy was in jail or he's on probation or something, and they're even more attractive.
No,
this one girl that you're into is.
No, not her. No,
she is, and because her dad was a criminal, and that's why she's attracted to criminals.
True is wrong.
Hmm.
What is this one girl? Is there one girl?
No, it's been like the last three girls.
Great. All right, well, he's into this.
Maybe it's something with me. I don't know.
It is something with you. It's everything with you. Here's the thing.
You
don't
want to tell me what's wrong?
I'll tell you what's wrong, yes.
Do I need to be an ass?
No. Here's the deal.
It won't work. That'd be backfire even worse for you.
Yeah. Now you're just an angry puss.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to work. It's like when Richie Cunningham would try to tough it up, you know, put on a leather jacket, look like the Fonz. It never worked right. He just got dorkier.
Right.
You have to. Here's what you have to do, James.
Work on your life.
Focus on James. You know what James needs to do?
What?
Focus on Brian. I mean, James. James. Okay? Whatever your career is, whatever your school is, whatever your interests or hobbies are, focus, work out, look as good as you can look without cutting the sleeves off everything you own and, you know, preening around like a cock. And I mean, you know, I don't mean penis. Barnyard.
Rooster.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, work, make your, you know, do your working out, work on your thing, try to get your car, your clothes, your school, whatever, get all that stuff straightened out, and then
have something
you can
to
start
offer.
Looking toward women.
Have something to offer.
Exactly.
But something to offer is, well, give your number speech again, the matching numbers thing, how men...
Jeez, it's been like 6 years.
Yeah, come on.
Well, how'd that go, Drew?
Well, that there's a, basically people are sort of... intrinsically look at each other and are measuring one another.
You size people up. I mean, okay, this is all you do in life. All you do in life is size up situations. It's not just dating, though. It's like jobs.
Yeah.
There's a Drew, if somebody said, we're going to make you Surgeon General, you'd go, wow, that's a step up. I mean, I may be riding in the 8.5 department as far as doctors goes, but that's a 9.5 or a 10. If somebody said, we want you to go out to the prison with Dr. Bruce and help him take teardrop tattoos off of gangbangers, you'd be like, no, that's a little slide down. The thing that's interesting, though, is at a certain point in your career, going to the prison with Dr. Bruce may have been a slide up. Right. I mean, when you're fresh out of medical school or whatever it is, it shifts around.
Right.
It does this. There's cars you would have cut your pinky finger off to drive 10 years ago that now you wouldn't. You would look at beneath you or whatever. People do this with relationship all the time. Everyone you look at. Every time you see somebody, somebody you work with, somebody you go to school with, in my case, family members even. Yes, it's broad. You look at this person and you think, would I be lucky to be with them or would they be lucky to be with me? And the problem is, as a 19-year-old guy who doesn't have a whole lot going on the plate, and you're looking at some hot 19-year-old chick, you would be lucky to be with them.
And guys have a scale, a four-part scale that they use.
Yep.
Face.
Oh, when we're looking at the women?
Yeah.
Face, body.
Personality.
Personality. No. Face, body, left boob, right boob. Those are the four.
No, we had, like, we had
face, body, personality, but the personality part was just sort of...
Nice or not nice.
Are they easy to get along with, or are they high maintenance? Are they high maintenance?
Yeah.
And then after that, like, well, not in no particular. Oh, yeah, in that particular. And then smarts. Like, but we don't care about how much money they make, what kind of car they drive, anything like that. Whereas women look for looks, but they look for position.
Well, for looks are in one category.
Right. There's no face and body broken up with the women. It's just if the guy's cute or he's not.
Sense of humor. And they don't even know what they're assessing with that.
And none of them have a sense of humor, so how the hell are they going to know if we have a sense of humor?
Position, which is, again, another thing they don't really know what they're assessing. But
I say that for women, it's not so... Everyone always talks about money, like how much money. She's straight dating him because he's rich or he drives a nice car or whatever. It's not that. It's just with position comes money, but they're attracted to position.
It's really power.
When they see a guy up on stage playing his guitar with his shirt off, taking command, you know, over 17,000 people, that's power for them.
Right.
That's he's in the limelight. He's holding everyone's attention.
And what's number four? We forget intelligence, I guess, huh? Because they separate sense of humor and intelligence.
Yeah, they want a smart guy, or maybe there's some sort of leadership thing. I can't remember. I think they like this sort of leadership guy, like guy with some leadership skills. Yeah. You know, saying, "Look, here's where we're going to eat. It's the best place in town. I know the maitre d'."
But I will never forget when we were trying to explain that scale to Roseanne Arnold.
Yes,
and we were, and Adam goes, "Look at Drew and I. We're like a six or a seven, and but our positions like a maybe eight or nine." And they were like, "Oh no, you guys are eight or nine. Your appearance is eight or nine." We're like, "No. You're confusing." They couldn't even separate appearance from position.
Yeah.
It all gets wrapped together for women sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
that's attractive.
Roseanne's crazy, though.
I know, but Anka Radakovic was there, too, remember?
She's worse than Roseanne. Well, she's completely insane. One of them's, you know, insane. The other one's clinically insane. Criminally insane. All right. Well, anyway, here's the thing. At 19, you can be a great-looking guy, and you barely have anything. I mean, here's the deal. A 19-year-old chick is a 9. I mean, I'm sorry. A hot-looking 19-year-old chick's a good 9, 9.5. A hot-looking 19-year-old guy is a good 5.5 or 6. You got no juice. Now, all you can do is focus on your career.
Yeah.
All right. But if you beat off frequently, it takes the edge. Takes the edge of losing off. You know what I mean? Takes some of the sting out of losing constantly.
Well, you're speaking from experience. So.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Doesn't feel like Thursday to me. Feel like Thursday to you, Drew?
Feels like Friday to me.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't have an alternate day that it felt like. It just didn't feel like Thursday.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that.
All right, you ready to roll here?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's talk to Jen, who's 16. Jen?
Hi. My question is, before my boyfriend and I have sex, I want to use a condom because I really don't want to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of caught up in the moment, and by the time we get a condom, he's not hard anymore. So is there anything
I've decided
use?
I'm going to come up with a condom loader. It's time.
Where a guy can easily get the condom on quickly.
It's an important thing. It needs to be. It needs to happen.
Yeah.
It really does.
So. Well, I look at myself like Da Vinci, that all my inventions eventually will come to fruition.
By somebody.
Many years. But then I'll be regarded as a bit of a pioneer and
we'll
a
genius. We'll find your sketches of the condom loader and think, look.
Yes. So, Jen.
Yeah.
You know, what he needs to do is practice with condoms.
He needs to masturbate with condoms. He needs to practice putting them on when he's got an erection.
Okay.
And you need to get on birth control if you guys are going to be sexually active anyway. Not the condoms would be a bad idea. It's a great idea. But, you know, you guys are sexually active with
How about that?
Okay.
Get on birth control.
Give you two pieces of advice, right?
The two pieces we gave you?
He needs to practice, and I need to get on birth control.
Need to practice?
With a condom, like masturbating.
That's my girl. But here's what he needs to do. He needs to masturbate, stop in the middle, get up, put the condom on, and then finish with the condom on.
Okay.
All you do is sort of train and drill and rehearse your whole life for things that never really end up happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You go to school, you have a bunch of, how many fire drills did you participate in? And, you know, when public school, first off, greatest day in the world, those fire drill days. It was 12 and a half minutes. I didn't have to sit in class. You get to go file out on the lawn somewhere. But always drilling, always training, always what if. And 9 times out of 10, nothing ever happens. But with the condom, the only time a guy ever puts a condom on is when he's had 8 wine coolers, he's a little sloppy drunk, he ate half a pot brownie, and he's nervous as hell. It's dark, thing gets flipped over the wrong way, he's having difficulty rolling it on because he's got it on backwards and he's pushing against it.
I'm going to develop it, I swear to God I am.
No. Go down to the gay bar, grab a handful of condoms, go home, practice popping them on.
Mm-hmm.
Drill. Okay. Drill for drilling. Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. You're 24. What's up?
Not much. I'm getting married in 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my fiancé are both virgins.
That's nice.
Good times.
Farsi knows.
Yeah. And every time we make out or start, you know, stop making out, I lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your erection?
No, I
lose come. Your semen?
Yes.
Your seed, your chi.
Mm-hmm. So even when you're just kissing?
Even when I'm just kissing.
And there's no direct stimulation on your dork?
And none on the dong.
No stimulation on the dong, and it just... And not only do you leak, but, I mean, you actually just drop your load.
Right. There's times when I'm just leaking, but there's times when, you know...
How do you sound
happens.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. You got to go to strip clubs. Because you could have an orgasm in your pants. Hold on a second. Let me tell you something, Drew.
Yeah.
Something I wasn't aware of. Strippers have been talking about it for years, but I never really believed them. It turns out that a fairly significant number of guys who go to strip clubs have an orgasm in their pants, like during lap dances or maybe even just whatever, watching. You know, like, to me, it was unthinkable. And so it was so many million miles away from my balls. I was like, I thought people were kidding, like, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. And I started hanging out with guys, started talking to them and stuff. And it's like, yeah, there's about, out of a group of 8 guys, there's 2.5 of them who bust a nut in the strip club. And I'd even met
I bet it's even higher than that.
I met a guy. Uh-oh.
I'm just guessing.
Drew's revealing.
That's never happened. I'm just guessing.
Drew got to wear his trough socks when he goes there. Regular sock just has like a
kind of
a bird bath trough that goes around. It's kind of trumpeted up at the end so it doesn't strip down his leg and ruin his nice loafers. I knew guys now. There's one guy I used to work with at the man show. 3 and 4 orgasms at the strip club. And I'm like, why aren't you living there? Like, my thing would be like, I'd go in there, drop $500, go home and beat off.
Right.
You're essentially paying $500 to beat off.
Right.
It's not a bargain. These guys, it's like being with a prostitute for $20 and no chance of disease.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the big difference? It's actually better.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's naked. She's rubbing up and down. She's on your lap. You have an orgasm. You give her $20, slap her in the ass, and go have another drink. All right. Oh, my God. What is wrong with guys? How can they do this? Where are we talking to? Alex? No. Oh, yeah, Steve. Steve.
Yes?
You got to start hanging out at strip clubs, man. Why are you a virgin?
Don't believe in having sex until we're married.
Oh, you're religious?
Yes.
You guys been together for a while?
2 years.
That's nice.
It's good.
Okay. God bless you. Mazel tov. You guys are Jewish, right? Calling from Orange County. Your name's Steve.
No.
Shocking. Okay, so...
So I wanted to just kind of ask, like, what I can do to, you know, one, it's embarrassing, kind of feel like less of a man, but two, what do you do to fix the problem?
Well...
You keep going.
You just experiment, you push through. I mean, it's...
You've got to sort of unburden yourself a little more.
Yeah. Can you beat off, like, let's say during the reception?
I don't believe in doing that.
What?
Well, you're going to have trouble then.
What? So you have night emissions, right?
What's that?
God does it for you?
Listen, his seed just drips down his leg when he gets to second base with her, you know? What's your religion? You got to be, like, born again, right?
I'm LDS.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what that is.
Yeah.
Mormon.
Latter-day Saints, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, what, that's even stiffer than the born-again Christians, right?
Correct. Well, it depends.
It's pretty tough, though, right?
Yeah.
Are you Mormon?
I am.
And what are you guys into over there? Are you into, like, the Ark and stuff like that?
We follow the Bible just like it. Just like most Christians. We're very Christian.
Yeah. Are you a Mormon?
What?
True.
Are you a Mormon?
That's Anderson screwing around. Don't listen to him anymore. Half the time it's funny. The other half the time it's confusing.
Are you a Mormon?
Drew's not flapping his lips. Oh. All right, buddy. Look, you can do nothing. Here's the thing. You can't. At age, you know, you get married, you're 25 years old, you've never had sex, you don't masturbate, and you want to know, why aren't you just a Casanova in the sack? Well, here's the thing. You can't have it both ways. And I respect what you're doing and your wife is doing and all that kind of stuff, and it's fine, but you want a quick fix. It's like me saying, I'm going to go play some celebrity softball game in Chicago on Sunday, which I am going to do. And it's like me going... I don't believe in softball. I don't believe in baseball. I don't believe in exercise. I don't believe in it. But Sunday, I got to play. So what's up? Give me some tips.
Right.
It's like, listen, we should have had this conversation in junior high, and you should have been taking batting practice, you know?
But the other thing is, once he does get married, it's going to put an incredible burden on his wife. I mean, he's going to have to unload it all in her.
And beating off once you get married.
That's not going to work.
As a 24-year-old
guy? She's going to be angry and resentful, and he's going to be frustrated. It doesn't work.
Really?
Rarely. I mean, rarely.
Really? No, Steve, no beating off once you get married?
She can do it to me, but not me for myself.
Oh, she's going to be pissed.
That seems like, I'm an atheist, but on just this sort of foul a meter, doesn't that just seem a little weirder, her just giving you kind of... compulsory beat off just to take the edge off because she's on her period.
She's going to get resentful. She's going to be pissed.
Honey, I know you're on the rags. Can't pull the plug.
Women do not appreciate that quality in men. They don't understand it. It's like, seems like, why can't you just hold it? Why, like, you know?
Right.
And what do you, why are you putting me through this? That's sort of their orientation.
Yeah. Hey, guys, a little Loveline flashback from the last Mormon caller we had a while ago.
Yeah.
I love this.
Let's hear it.
Are you a Mormon?
That's G14. That doesn't fall into play.
Are you Mormon?
Not C-14?
The lady was she was completely insane.
Oh, really? I thought C-14 was like a cholo gang in L.A. All right. That's good times. Oh, Drew, these retarded religions. What are these people thinking about?
It's working. It's working for them. Come on.
Yeah, it's working. He's blowing a load in his sock. It's working like a charm. Are you kidding?
That's a side effect.
Like, but really, we just got to have... people are so stupid, they just got to have something to work. Really, it is. Listen, I know it's offensive that when you hear this, you religious people, but come on. What planet are you living on? Are you guys that scared of death? Really? That's all it is. All right. It's ridiculous. And look, I'm not letting any of the other retarded religions off either. You guys are just as high. And let's face it. But it's good. It's good. Keeps everyone in line. Works great. So look around the world. See how good it works with everybody? Jews, Muslims, working like a charm. It's all coming in, all falling into place, Drew. Really? Just how the Lord and Allah, just how they all intended it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping everyone in line. A little bit. But just in the name of whatever retarded religion they're backing at this particular time. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. All right. It's Love Line, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Drew's getting the yawnies.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Go home. Drink my red wine. Watch my TiVo. Mellow out. Watch Chips. Saw a very, very special Chips episode last night. Chips comes on about 1 a.m. Watch that whole thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, I was watching Chips last night. They're driving in a, the Chip car. Ponch and Larry Wilcox are somewhere else. But one of the, there's like some ancillary guys on Chips, the guys who just drive the car and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
One, there's a couple of supporting players. One guy's driving with some guy I've never seen before. I'm like, hey, who's this new guy? 5 minutes later, he gets run over. He's dead. It's like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I've never seen him before. That's why he's dead.
Didn't see that episode.
I should have known he was gone almost immediately. And it's just, watch these, go back if you can, everybody. Go on Nick at Night or,
TV
USA Land. Or TV Land or something. Go watch these Chips and Love Bones. They're the most ridiculous things ever created.
Yeah,
the storyline's just bizarre. It's comical. This is a drama.
I thought the '60s stuff, the "I Dream of Jeannie" and the Gilligan's Island, all stuff, seemed like high drama, Roman farces compared to just horrible schlock.
Yeah,
'70s.
No, but the dramas were bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre.
Yeah, it's just
it's like Fantasy Island.
Yeah, Jared.
Sleep.
Jared's asleep. Been on hold for 56 minutes.
Hello?
There he is.
What's up, Jared?
Here's where you talk.
All right. Yeah, my question is, what do you guys think the youngest age is to fall in love?
30.
30?
Well, we haven't talked about love in a long time on this show, Drew, have we?
Strangely enough.
It's been we've been so busy talking about genital mutilation and incest and anal sex. We haven't really talked about love for a long time. All right, let's talk about that. You want to marry your girlfriend?
Yeah, at this point I do.
You know you're in love?
Yeah.
How long have you been with her?
3 months.
All right.
Well, here's the whole thing. There's this sort of thing when you're 15, 16 years old and sometimes older that when you're in a relationship, you have to keep... You want to keep progressing. You want to keep making these sort of declarations within the relationship. As you get older, you just realize, you love me, I love you, we're in a relationship. I don't have to make declarations all the time. We don't have to keep pushing or doing more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's that weird feeling when you're 15 and you're in love, you're like, I got to do something.
Well, that's because so much of that love experience when you're younger is built in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You're projecting and pouring a whole ton of crap into that other person and just clinging to it with all your might. And while there probably will never be more intense feelings in a relationship, it's not really a love relationship, and it certainly isn't a mature relationship. And you sure as hell better wish that you guys don't get married, because it's all built on sort of...
Paul, here's the thing. You can get married 10 years from now, and then it'll be fine.
But
if you get married when you're 17, it's BS.
But if you cling together and then get married at 27, it tends not to work that well.
It tends not to. And also, here's the other thing. Anyway, define love. Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm willing to say it's different for different people.
Yep. I think
no one ever works that angle. Mm. People always talk about, caring more about the other person than you care about yourself.
Nonsense.
Look, here's the thing. You could love your bike when you're 8. Who the hell knows?
It's an attachment. It's a very, very powerful attachment.
Yeah. But, I've said I've been in love, 8 times. You can do it multiple times.
Well, that's the other thing. The young people believe that this is it. It's the one.
No.
And no.
That's why I always tell guys, look, if she's holding out for sex and just because she wants to hear you say you love her, go ahead and tell her. You guys are going to end up breaking up in 6 months anyway. Why not? Why bring all that weird tension? Remember you used to do that, Drew?
Yeah.
Do you love me? I don't love you. I love the idea of being in love with you, but right now I'm not in in love with you. I love you as a person. It's like, meanwhile, the chick's just getting pissed off, and you're 19 and a half, and you have half a boner, and it's like, ah, I should have just said I love you and gotten on with it, made her feel better. Screw it. What am I fighting it for? We ain't getting married anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, don't get all caught up in that notion, everybody.
The technicalities.
Yeah, and besides, many people have killed each other because they were too in love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love you too much to live without you. You know, that BS.
Well, the theories are these are actually parts of yourself that you sort of pour into the other person and then can't see taken away from you.
Okay. But here's what we should say to young Jared and all other 15-year-olds that are in a relationship they feel very serious about. That's fine. Good for you. You don't have to get married. You don't have to talk about anything. She's your girlfriend. You're a boyfriend. You guys are in the 10th grade. Maybe the 9th grade.
Enjoy.
See how you feel when you graduate from high school. Doesn't matter. Thank you. All right.
What are you doing?
It's doomed.
Oh, okay.
Steve.
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yeah.
You want to know how weed affects fertility?
Right.
In you.
Right. I've been listening, you know, the past couple of weeks, and you've been talking about the various types of people that you think can smoke weed and can't.
Yep.
So I consider myself one of those guys that can. Mm-hmm. I'm in grad school, doing well, happily married. And
No, Adam was talking about people that aren't. I actually pretty much disagree.
Adam was talking about
because he was talking about the cognitive effects of pot, which aren't that bad. The problem is there's some significant mood effects and motivational states and regulatory states of feelings that become progressively impaired if you're using this drug regularly.
Right.
And it takes I see this in my clinical practice every day. It's just something I deal with.
That's what he meant.
And it's varying degrees how long that takes to play out. Sometimes it can take a couple decades. So in the meantime, you're sort of fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but how does it affect your fertility?
Right. I smoke pretty much daily, but basically maybe like 2 hits a pot. I treat it kind of, you know, in the evening like a glass of wine or
sparingly. Beer. All right. Drew, what about it?
It can affect fertility.
Yeah.
Not profoundly, but it can.
Not really.
No.
Here's the thing.
He's not totally smoking out either.
I'm no doctor, but here's everything. You can't stand in the way of genetics. If you're meant to crank out a bunch of kids, if you're a fertile person, no man. Look, 50 years of weed, 50 years of booze might make a dent in it. If you got a strong hand going, if you can't, if you're infertile, it's academic.
Yeah.
And so if you're in some sort of category where you're riding a fence and you could really fall on either side of it, then a little puff of weed may knock you on the bad side of that fence. That's the best I can figure.
Yep.
Then society, doctors, nobody ever talks about that. I guess they just don't want to, or they can't figure it out, or it's not worth it, or we have to scare everybody. But that's really where it is. If you're healthy and you're fertile and you're 25, you got nothing to worry about. Thank you. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes.
You had sex with your friend a month ago?
Yeah.
Now he only calls when he wants sex?
Yeah.
How old is
he? He cares about me, but he's...
Sure.
He don't ever call me or nothing, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You English major, Ashley?
Do what?
All righty. Now, listen here. You're calling from Tennessee, right?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be in music business.
You want to be in music?
Yeah.
What do you want to do in music?
I want to be a singer or something. I don't know.
What do you sing? What do you like?
I like rock.
You like rock?
Mm-hmm.
You know any songs? What's your favorite song?
I don't know. Evanescence is pretty cool.
All right. Can you sing some of that?
No, that's okay.
All righty then.
Yeah.
All right, you want to be on stage. Here's a big audience.
Oh, yeah, right. Whole America watching me.
All right. She sounded like a delight.
Dropping the F-bomb.
And not even in a angry way or a descriptive way, just slid it right in there.
It was a hostile way. It was hostile.
Yeah, I guess she is kind of a coos.
Anyway, he wants you just for sex. That's it. That's reality. He does not care about you any more than that. Maybe as a friend, but he thinks you're also that. Listen, don't lead him to believe you feel like he does, that you can have a relationship that's just sex. If you have feelings about him, tell him that's happening.
And
if he's your friend, he'll lay back.
Yeah. Don't get pregnant.
Don't get a national radio show and use the F word and the S word. That's not so hip.
Come on. She's going off to Brown, Yale, maybe Cornell.
She's down in Tennessee. She did that at Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah. She's going to Vandy. She's going to Vandy. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to give some thanks where thanks is due.
I got it.
First off, what?
Just bang the mic before the show ended.
I know. I heard you catch it, but I figured out. Jeez, we almost made it through a show without Drew banging the mic.
Way.
I want to thank, yes, I do, but not with you, Brian, for doing a great job. Yeah, can't touch that. You want him. You look. You don't touch, ladies. Yeah, only he touches.
Can't touch this.
He touches himself a lot, and he cries. He cries out loud. I want to thank him for doing a great job on the phones and coffee all week. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, who's now just bursting at the seams trying to get her paws on Brian. Again, look, no touch. Doing a great job on the phones, the coffee. I want to thank Junior, producer Lauren, for doing a great job and knowing something about automobiles, which I found out today. Producer Ann, for being on top of her game and putting her feminine stink on the show all week long. And, of course, the magic finger one. The potentiometer. Oh, no, wait a minute. The Liberace of the potentiometer. Engineer Anderson. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Are you circumcised?
I don't know. I don't think so.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.